Neil.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How's it going?
Real good. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, you too. And a fellow Buckeye, huh? I get back once or twice a year. I still have family that live up in that area, and it's always it's like a comfort food, you know. It's just very comfortable to be there.
Absolutely. Why don't we start off the interview by talking about your childhood, where you grew up, what was going on in the Akron scene at the time, and all that kind of stuff.
That sounds cool.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. I was actually born in Medina County Hospital in the late 40s. My father was in World War II. He was a sailor in the Navy. And when I was born, I lived right on the County Line Road, Copley Road, right between Summit County and Medina County.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the few families, you know, early 50s that my mother and father divorced. We all stayed very close. My father remarried in the mid-50s and lived until he passed away about 13 years ago in Talmadge. And I always felt kind of fortunate because I had my father, then I had my mother, and then my stepmother as well. I started elementary school at Schumacher in I guess the 50s. I mean, I was one of the unfortunate children in the early 50s that was afflicted with polio, both my sister and I. And we went to the Children's Hospital in Akron, General Hospital there. And so and we both survived it, luckily, and neither of us has any, you know, sort of remaining signs of the disease. Unfortunately, you know, some of the other kids that had the same time we did had some signs of the disease.
Was that very common back then?
Yeah, it was. Well, that was when in the early 50s is when the whole epidemic was going to the United States, and that's right before Salk invented the vaccine.
Okay.
So when we first had it, there was no cure for it. And then when I went to school, I remember when I was going to Schumacher, you know, the very first time we ever got, it was an inoculation, it was a shot. I don't know about you, but when I was a little kid, I hated shots.
I still do.
And yeah, I just still do too. But, you know, so they said that they had a note that you bring home to your parents. You know, so I hid my note as long as I could under my pillow. And I remember the teacher called up one day and said, well, you know, Mrs. Smith talked to my mom because she was single mom by then. It was just my mom, my sister, and I. And said, well, you know, we've never heard back from you one way or another. Is it okay to give Neil a shot? She goes, I never saw the note. And I saw, you know, naturally I got in big trouble for that. So I got the shot, and then right after that they figured out how to administer it, you know, orally with a sugar cube. And I always said, well, why didn't they figure that out before they did the damn shot? You know? So anyway, I went to Schumacher Elementary, you know, up to sixth grade, and it was somewhere probably, I started off my music career. My mother was a big Glenn Miller fan and loved the big bands, naturally, growing up. So she played trombone in the marching band, in Sharon Center High School marching band. I think there was a graduating class of like 12 or something out there. But anyway, so she was in the marching band. And the only instrument we had laying around the house was a trombone. Well, I gave that a shot for about 15 seconds, and that didn't work too well. So I was still around 10 years old, and I had a cousin that lived out in Medina, and their family was very musical. And my uncle could play every woodwind instrument, oboes and bassoons, clarinet, saxophone, played all the reed instrument as well. And so they had a snare drum, and he started taking lessons on it, and he gave it up right away. So I said, hey, can I borrow the snare drum? And I borrowed it, and I started taking drum lessons in school at Schumacher. That was a lot more to my liking, and I always wanted to play drums, actually. And then by Christmas of, I was about 11 or 12 years old, I got it, my first set of drums under the Christmas tree, like so many drummers eventually do. And so I started taking private lessons as well at the Conservatory of Music at the Akron University, and learning more about orchestra percussion, timpanis and congas and bongos and, you know, everything. I was even getting into the xylophones and marimbas as well.
And how old were you at this time?
By now I was probably So I left Ohio when I was 15. That's probably 12 or 13, 14 years old. And so I continued that. I continued that until I left when I was 15 in 1963. So I was pretty well versed in, and I played at Simon Perkins. Like, I went to Simon Perkins Junior High, and they, I don't know if it's still this way, but it was, I think, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. It's called junior high then. I think they call it middle school sometimes now.
Yeah.
And so they had the three years of junior high or middle school there. And so the big class at the end of the big show at the end of the year was a freshman assembly and talent show. So I had a buddy of mine, and unfortunately I heard that he passed away a couple of years ago in a tragic accident on one of the rivers there in Ohio. But his name was Scott Sexton. He and I were really good friends. We were both in the marching band. We were an orchestra and marching band at Bechtel High as well, the year after that. But we played in the assembly, and he took his set of drums on stage, and I took my set of drums on stage. And there was a very popular song called A Quarter to Three by Gary U.S. Bonds back in the early 60s, I should say. And it was a big song at the time, so he and I just played along with it. I mean, you know, how stupid is that? Just put you up there and play the drums and rock out to the song blasting through the PA system.
It's like drummer karaoke.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. it's exactly what it was, yeah, yeah. And so that was my first, taste of really playing in front of a stage. And, it was okay. Yeah, the kids applauded. I mean, we knew everybody in the audience and one of those things. But then when I was taking, when we took, Scott took his drums, I took my drums, he took them out in the hallway, and, of course, the doors open as you're gently trying to put the, because the next act was obviously very, it was like a folk act or something like that, somebody playing acoustic guitars. And so when the doors open, everybody's trying to be, you could hear a pin drop. One of my cymbals fell over and crashed onto the floor, and I think I got a standing ovation from the audience. So I thought, you know what? It's actually, as a drummer, it's more fun to be outrageous than it is to be conservative. So, I mean, I was kind of a troublemaker. I know it's hard to believe, but troublemaker and a rebel back then, even too. But so then I went on to Bechtel the next year, and I was in the marching band. And then that was the orchestra marching band, and I had some great group of guys that was in the band with me, and one of my friends in orchestra and marching band, he taught me to twirl my drumsticks, but the real way, like a baton.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, because I saw him do it, he did it with one, he did a one-handed spin like that, and otherwise it's that wussy little way that somebody just kind of flings it through their fingers. It looks flashy, but it's really, Bubba the Chimp could do that. But, so this was really a tough thing, and I thought it was so cool. So I learned it like in a week on my right hand. It took me a year to learn it on my left hand.
Wow.
And I practice every day. I said, I'm going to master this. I'm going to do this. So it took me a year to learn it, but I love doing it. So there was a lot of influence that came from my time in Akron. Then I moved to Arizona, went to 2 years of college, 2 years of high school, finished high school out there, Camelback High School in Phoenix, and then a brand new junior college that was out there, Glendale Community College, and that's where I hooked up with the guys. I met them there.
What prompted the move to Arizona?
Well, my mom had some friends that, because, it's funny when you go to Phoenix, that back in those days anyway, there were an awful lot of people from Ohio there. And I think there's, still a lot of people that migrate out there, but we had some very good friends of ours that had actually lived there one time, and we went to a Lutheran church in right there near the Worcester Hopkins Shopping Center in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in church with us, and so my mom went out there to visit on a holiday, and we stayed at stayed in Akron, and she came back. She said she loved it, and she said, if you guys are interested, that's my sister. Cindy and I, if we're interested, she said she'd love to move out there. She said, but I'm not going to do that unless it's your decision. So we thought, well, I'd done the marching band, the orchestra, played in some stuff, and about that time, the Beach Boys were starting to become very popular on the radio. And I was kind of, getting addicted to the West Coast sound. I said, well, Phoenix isn't the West Coast, but it's an awful lot closer than I was where I was in the Midwest, so I headed out there, and right away in high school, Camelback, I got hooked up with a band, and we played all surf music, and then so I was in bands through high school, and I also stayed in in the orchestra in high school, but I didn't, I tell you what, I don't know if you ever went to football games, you know, college or high school in Ohio, but you know, the fall, that's kind of the magic time of year for me.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it was great. I mean, you go there and you know, it starts to get cold, it's crisp, but you know, it's still nice. But when you went out to Arizona and I put on the same uniform, I think that's the same company makes uniforms for every high school across the United States. This wool uniform in 100 degree heat, I said, this is not for me. I quit. I quit the marching band because it was just too freaking hot. So I said, that's it for marching band, and I'm gonna stick with the orchestra. But by that time, I'd pretty much, you know, gotten involved in my rock bands.